selling test number one to strengthen your sales team's selling consistency with the steps of a sales call. For 28 years as a professional sales consultant and trainer, I've researched my various clients' businesses by spending the day riding with one of their sales professionals. I've ridden with hundreds of salespeople from a wide range of industries, demonstrating an even wider range of selling skills and levels of effectiveness. Through this experience, I've learned there are five specific tests that can help you identify the selling skills and selling potential of any business-to-business salesperson, either currently employed or being interviewed to join your team. These five tests, and this five-part article series, will also help you design a training and coaching process that can strengthen each of these critical skills of professional selling with even the most experienced sales team. Each of these tests are best administered in a relaxed, informal, one-on-one environment. If you ask any of your team as a group any of these questions, your strongest alpha salesperson will immediately answer and the rest of your team will just agree that's what they also do, even if they have no idea what they're talking about. The more stressful and artificial you make these tests, the less their responses will reflect how they're really selling. So let's get started. Our first test evaluates a salesperson's consistency and effectiveness at the most basic or fundamental level of selling, their knowledge of the steps of a sales call. The success of your company is directly tied to the perceived strength of your company's brand in your market. Branding is predictability. The stronger and more positive the predictability of your brand, then the stronger and more positive your brand will be perceived in your markets compared to your competitors. As a sales professional, you can impact and improve your brand's perception by increasing the consistency and predictability of your positive customer experience. So how consistent and predictable are the selling skills and language of the various members of your sales team? Are all members of your team able to deliver a consistently persuasive sales call, no matter what pressure they're under? How do your reps do when they're under time pressure? Like when a prospect tells you, you've got 5 minutes, what do you want? Or competitive pressure, by a prospect or customer telling you, I've always liked your competitor's products better than yours, so why should I consider buying from you now? Or pricing pressure by a buyer telling you, I can get pretty much the same quality and durability from your competitor, but at a much cheaper price, so why should I buy from you? The less structured and prepared a salesperson is, then the less effective they'll be trying to persuasively communicate under any of these pressure situations. You can test a salesperson's selling consistency and ability to still be persuasive under pressure by asking them to write down the steps of a sales call as they know them. If they ask, "What do you mean?" tell them the steps of selling that are the foundation of all sales calls and happen every time you talk with a buyer. There are two response evaluations to this test. The first evaluation happens almost immediately. Without telling your salesperson that this is a time test, quietly observe how much they're able to write down within the first 60 seconds of this test. Of the thousands of experienced sales professionals who've taken this test, less than 5% can write the steps of a sales call down within a minute or less. So what's so special about 60 seconds? Well, if it takes a sales professional longer than 60 seconds to write down the steps of a sales call, then they're also most likely not using these steps or thinking about them when they're selling in front of a prospect or customer. You can also tell they're not using these selling steps when in front of a buyer by looking at their written responses. Salespeople who don't think about the selling steps when persuading a prospect will write down longer responses, even complete sentences for each step. But a sales pro who constantly thinks and uses these steps to help them sell with a consistent persuasiveness even under pressure will write down one or two word responses for each step. When you feel the salesperson has completed writing down the steps as best they can, then a second evaluation is to evaluate their written responses. There are five steps of a sales call that will occur any time you communicate with a prospect or customer, no matter how short the call. The five steps of a sales call are, first you lower resistance by asking questions and having small talk. The second step is to then ask questions to learn your buyer's needs and to qualify their interest in you. The third step is to then present your solution based on what you learned in the earlier steps. Step 4 is to ask for some type of order or commitment from your potential buyer, and then the fifth and final step is to set up and position your next call in this account so this becomes a selling process and not just a single event. Check out the answers from your sales reps. Did they write down anything even close to these five simple steps of lowering resistance, asking questions, presenting, closing, and agreeing to your next contact? Be prepared to discover that the majority of your sales team members, and even your most experienced and successful sales pros, don't know and can't write down the steps of a sales call. Most salespeople don't think about selling as a consistent step process they can control and guide, but instead see selling as a fluid, customer-focused process that's controlled by the buyer and changes every time based on the unique personality and needs of each prospect or customer. But a salesperson lacking any consistent step selling structure to plan and follow will have wildly differing outcomes, being amazingly persuasive on one call, but reactive and lacking on others. And the more pressure your rep's under, whether it be time, price, or competitive pressures, then the less they'll be able to persuasively complete a successful call and selling experience. Another simple way to evaluate their level of mastery of the steps of selling and their persuasive consistency is to evaluate how much of a sales call they talk versus listen. The less you understand about the persuasive steps of selling, the more you have to talk to be persuasive. As an example, a prospect tells your salesperson, "I've only got 5 minutes. What do you want?" How will your salesperson respond and progress? A salesperson without any selling structure will just talk through the entire 5 minutes, doing an information dump on the buyer and not asking any questions. But a salesperson trained in the consistency of the steps of selling know that even a 5-minute sales call needs to include asking questions and listening to their buyer. So how consistent are your team's persuasive selling skills? And as their leader, think you can help them get even better? The best 4 efforts you, as a sales leader, can apply to increase the consistent usage of the steps of a sales call within your team start with you first observing and evaluating how your salespeople are really selling. Go on some sales calls with various members of your team. Observe how they handle themselves in front of their customer or prospect and how consistently they control their selling process and customer persuasive experience. You can also gain significant insights by asking them to write down the steps they use or to ask them to map out what they plan to say with each step in the call they're about to complete. You're looking to evaluate selling control and persuasive consistency. You need to get out and watch your salespeople actually trying to sell to learn how they really control their persuasive communications. So how comfortable are your sales team members with the steps of a sales call and their ability to consistently apply these steps on every call? Once you've observed your people selling, your next effort is to discuss and review what you've observed and help identify what they can do to improve their skills of selling. This might be accomplished one-on-one or as a training opportunity with your entire team. The goal is to first identify and explain the skill, and then to discuss how you observed your team either effectively using or completely ignoring that skill or structure. Instead of lecturing them on what the steps are supposed to sound like, try asking them to give examples of how they would successfully complete each step. Ask them to discuss why that step is important to their selling process and call outcome, or what will likely happen if a step is skipped or poorly handled. Once they have an understanding of the steps, have them role play with you or another member of their sales team so they can practice and see how the steps can help increase both their consistency and persuasiveness. To help them feel comfortable with practicing these steps, be sure and include yourself in the selling role play. The third effort you can apply as a sales leader is to gain agreement and commitment from all members of your team to work on improving their use of these persuasive steps during their next several days or weeks of selling. You can't help anyone improve their skills until they agree to let you help them get better. Once you have everyone's commitment, your fourth and now ongoing effort is to continue reminding and coaching each member of your team so they continue to use these steps to increase their selling consistency and persuasive success. Be sure and keep your coaching feedback and assistance positive and helpful. You need your team to see your help and involvement as a positive attempt to help them enhance their selling efforts and not as a negative yelling opportunity for their manager. So what can you do to use these 4 efforts to improve your team's selling skills? What can you do to first, observe and evaluate? Second, to discuss and review? Third, to gain agreement and commitment? And then finally, fourth, to continue reminding and coaching to lead your team to improve selling consistency and increase persuasiveness. As the manager and leader of your sales team, we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and committed enough to lead your team through all 5 of these sales tests in this 5-article series and to help your sales professionals strengthen their selling consistency, persuasive control, and overall selling impact? Thanks for listening.